We are here this evening for council meeting number 42 on Tuesday the 27th of August 2019, and I'm declaring the meeting open at 5:30 p.m. excuse me. I welcome councillors, management and members of the public in attendance. Welcome to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Boonwurrung and the Woiwurrung Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place for events of social, cultural, educational and sporting significance. Today we are proud to say that Melbourne remains a significant gathering place for people of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be available from the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council Business Team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned off or to silent for the duration of the meeting, please, everyone here. The agenda comprises this evening 8 reports from management, one of which is confidential, and one item of general business. Apologies have been received from Councillors Rees and Watts. If any councillor has either a direct or an indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered before council this evening, please disclose the nature and type of your interest prior to consideration of that item. Councillors, we are getting underway. I'm calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 41, and that was held on Tuesday the 30th of July 2019. Councillor Riley, thank you, and I'm calling for a councillor to second it. Councillor Francis Gilley, thank you. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Councillors, are there any matters arising from those minutes that you'd like to discuss at this point of the meeting? There are none. Thank you. The following submission has been received in accordance with the Council's Meeting Procedures Code in relation to Agenda Item 6.8, Proposed Travel by Councillor Kevin Louie, Business Partner City Roundtable Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia and Bandung, Indonesia, 17 to 23 November 2019. There's been an item of correspondence received from Chris Thrum. Councillors, do any of you wish to discuss the confidential status of Agenda Item 6.9 this evening? No, thank you. We can move on. I'm going to note that there are no reports from committee for consideration in open session this evening. There are 7 reports from management for consideration in open session. The first of those, item 6.1, is records of assemblies of councillors. Councillors, would anybody like a presentation on this item? No, thank you very much. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. DLM and a councillor to second. Councillor Oak, thank you. And I'm putting it to, would the mover like to speak to the motion? No, would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Are there any other speakers to this motion? No, then please put your hand up if you want to pass the motion. And it's unanimous, so we declare the motion carried. Thank you. We're now at item 6.2, which is the Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Program Reserve Quarterly Report. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No. Then I'm going to move the motion and I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you very much. I am noting that we are thanking our Queen Vic Market Renewal Team. I'm looking at you, Joe Wandell, and passing on our thanks for your ongoing work. As you can tell from the report, that as we still have the strategic discussions on option A, there are a number of programs underway at the market. In the quarter just gone, Stringbean Alley was delivered. It's the newest laneway it's Melbourne's newest laneway, but it's certainly the newest part of Queen Vic Market, and by all accounts it's going very well. And it was a great success from launch, with 12 new shops and a good example of the granularity of the program as well. There's been good appetite for traders in Stringbean Alley. It's also been enhanced, that part of the market, and right along Queen Street, but particularly in that corner, by the works that have been done on public benches and greenery. And I think it's absolutely lovely from my own personal experience, and it's great to see so many people using that part of the market, Queen Street Plaza. And next month, we know we'll be considering September, the next stage of Option A and what that means for the market, and we're looking forward to that. So the quarterly report notes that $23.384 million has been spent so far delivering the program, and there's a reserve balance of just over $35 million, and looking forward to any other comments on this quarterly report this evening. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Nothing to add. Thanks, Lord Mayor.
Would anybody else like to speak to this motion? No, then I'm going to ask those in favour to please raise their hands. That's unanimous, and I can declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. I'm moving to item 6.3, lease 95 Cook Street, Port Melbourne, which is a storage facility. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, then I'm looking for a mover for this item. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you, and a seconder. Councillor Oak, thanks very much. DLM, over to you.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Yeah, happy to approve entering into this new lease. It's a 4% increase on the previous year's lease, and it's an important facility for us in terms of storing a lot of our warehouse stock, surplus furniture for reuse, large items from the Heritage Collection that don't require thermal-controlled environments. And, this is a good deal in terms of respect to the current market, so happy to approve.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. No further comments. Councillors, would anybody else like to comment on this item or speak? No, then I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. All hands in the air. So it's unanimous, and I declare the motion carried. Thank you. This moves us to item 6.4 this evening, which is licensed De Grave Street recycling facility at Ross House. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Then I'm looking for a mover of this motion, please. DLM, thanks very much. And a seconder, Councillor Oak. Thank you. Over to you, DLM.
5% increase on this one, and we would all know the success of the De Grave Street recycling facility. So this allows us to occupy space in the Ross House basement, and it accepts e-waste, all sorts of aluminium, cardboard, and obviously most successfully the organics diversion from landfill. I'll let Councillor Oak speak a little bit further on that, but I think this really shows that council have been thinking about precinct-based solutions to waste and resource recovery for a very long time. It's not just since this waste crisis has come about that we've been thinking about how can we address novel ways of going precinct by precinct to solve what can be pretty complex issues, and bring along about 100 cafe restaurant businesses there in the precinct, remove bins from laneways, which allows more tradable area for those restaurants, better amenity and so on. So very happy to support this and see the relationship with Ross House continuing.
Thank you, DLM. Councillor Oak.
Yeah, I don't need to add too much. It is about a licence. I obviously acknowledge and thank Ross House for allowing us to enter into another licence and to continue to work with them on their property with this program, which, as Deputy Lord Mayor has mentioned, is, it's not necessarily the start of our project, but it was certainly one of the key elements of the project or a start to remove bins off our laneways, and where do we start but the trickiest, littlest laneway in the city being De Graves, and all of those, you know, if we can solve it for De Graves, and we should be able to solve it for other laneways. And but obviously we've learned a lot, and we're putting a lot of those lessons into other laneways across the city, and we've put out an EOI just this weekend about how do we continue to be innovative in reducing clutter on our streets, but most importantly, driving separation and separation of recyclables and reduction of waste to landfill in the first place. So it's a great flagship program, and so obviously it's great that we can continue to operate this particular one in De Graves Street through Ross House Association.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Councillor Pinder.
Only to say, Lord Mayor, that this is a huge success in terms of encouraging behaviours that have meant greater numbers of individuals and establishments actually subscribing to this this waste and amenity culture, which the team is working so hard to keep alive and keep the momentum going. So a great initiative.
I agree. Any other speakers to the motion this evening? None. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, so we can declare that motion carried. I note that prior to the meeting, item 6.5 was withdrawn. That means we move on to item 6.6, 2018-19 Council Works Program Fourth Quarter Report. Councillors, would you like a presentation on the item?
Yes, please, Lord Mayor.
Professor Rob Adams.
Lord Mayor, through you, I'm pleased to report that the $140.68 million spent last year on capital works was the largest ever expenditure on capital works by this council. It was against a budget of $172.9 million, giving an 82% expenditure. What is not possibly apparent from those figures and can be seen from the graph 2A on the screen at the moment is that sitting within that there was 12 million of external funding that was received during the year on large projects like the hostile vehicle bollards and a number of other projects which I could name, and they basically consisted of emergency services memorial 1.8, Australia 108 at 1.5, hostile vehicle at 7.8, and 913,000 for city road improvements. Those were, there was never the possibility of expending all that money, obviously, in the year, as many of those were received late in the financial year. If you put that alongside 11.3 million of works that are multi-year projects like Lincoln Square, Faulkner Park, Boyd, and South Bank Boulevard, the possibility of expending much more money in that financial year would have been quite difficult. It was a very high degree of expenditure, and I'm pleased to recommend this report to you tonight.
Any questions for Rob, councillors? No? Good. Then I'm going to move this motion this evening, and I'm looking for a seconder to the motion. Please, Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. In relation to this item, thanks, Rob, to you and the team. It's a reflection across a whole year of enormous activity, as you've outlined. The scale and quantum of the investment made is significant at almost $141 million worth. About 82% of what was planned, and as you outlined, and we've understood from conversations throughout the year, that a lot of those delays which were due to issues with service agencies and changes of scope, and something that we'll continue to manage going forward. A couple of the points I wanted to draw out as things I'm passionate about, certainly $75 million on new infrastructure works, including new open spaces being delivered at South Bank Boulevard, Dodd Street and University Square projects, And I know University Square opens very soon, and that's exciting and great to see. Also, it's not just on new infrastructure, of course, but also on other projects such as maintaining and upgrading our assets, and that included rolling out more LED streetlights to improve safety and also upgrading of safety measures in our parks. So for all of the good work that you've done, thanks to you and your team. I know that we've had discussions on not just the carry forward funding, but also about how we monitor the budget and expectations around performance to what's been budgeted going forward, and looking forward to that since we've already kicked off the new year. For all those reasons, I'm happy to propose, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I agree. The sheer breadth of projects that have been delivered, renewal, maintenance, and new works as well. It makes for a pretty comprehensive report on what council delivers from childcare services right up to major infrastructure, open space and more. It is a huge program, you know, some, as you said, $140 million worth of projects being delivered. So I'd just say congratulations to Rob and the team across the board, and note that, you know, we're moving to more rigour in our capital works program, but there is always going to be, when you're talking about multi-year projects, and indeed, as soon as you go underground anywhere, there are services that are there and on plans, and then there are services which are not supposed to be there, which are not on plans. So there is always going to be some flex in delivering capital works projects in a very constrained environment. And also, just note too that you know, things like the Bollards program, we do receive large external grants, and we're asked to get on with delivering those in partnership with the state government. By and large, we do a very, very good job in that, but we are often beholden to those external funding bodies as to when they wish to deliver that funding.
Thank you, councillors. Would anybody else like to speak to this item? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. This brings us to item 6.7, funding support requests, August 2019. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, then I'm going to call... Oh, Councillor Oak.
Sorry, do you mind if I ask a question? Apologies, colleague.
Of course.
I'm not sure who to direct this to. Maybe it's the Hong Kong Australia Business Association Business Awards. Is it raising funding for a charity? It's just that it doesn't say it in the awards. It's just for the event. Okay. Okay. But the... Okay.
We're going to have to use microphones.
So anyway, Kevin, Councillor Louis has responded saying it's
Kevin,
not,
do you want
not
to respond
raising
to
funds
that?
For a charity.
Sorry, but this is the annual dinner that the city's host been part of. My understanding is never been part of a charity. It's a gala awards night, but I could be wrong. I haven't seen the invitation.
Katrina got the detail.
It was sent to me, but
Katrina,
Councillor Louis is correct. It's not in support of a charity. It's support of an awards night.
Any other questions, Councillor Oak? No, thank you. Then, councillors, I'm asking for a councillor to move item 6.7, please. Councillor Louis, thank you. And a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Pinder. Excellent. Councillor Louis, for you to speak to the motion. Thank you.
Only very briefly, thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a great opportunity to be able to support some great Melbourne business organisations and community groups, particularly in the way of gala awards, and to support some of our multicultural communities such as the Sicilian Association and, of course, the great Bob McGuire Foundation dinner. I'm very happy to provide support. Thank you.
Councillor Pinder?
Echoing Councillor Louis' comments, but also saying that, you know, we have a range of requests from time to time, and these in particular relate to several of our portfolios, from people through to business, including health and well-being, so a really good combination or events that council is supporting.
Thank you. Councillors, are there any other speakers to this motion? No. Then I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hands, and it's unanimous, so I declare the motion carried. We're up to item 6.8, which is proposed travel by Councillor Kevin Lowy, Business Partner City Roundtable, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia and Bandung, Indonesia, 17 to 23 November 2019. Councillors, would you like a presentation on this item? No, then I'm looking for a mover of the item, Councillor Lowy, and a seconder, Councillor Riley. Councillor Lowy, for you to talk to the motion, please.
Also, very briefly again, Lord Mayor, thank you. I start by thanking Katrina, David and Megan for putting the program together. It's always a great pleasure to, firstly, to follow the Lord Mayor's footsteps to Bandung and to reacquaint ourselves with the networking and the initiative that you've just created earlier this year. Of course, the former mayor of Bandung visited Melbourne and was overwhelmed by your support and by your reaction, I think, to visiting Bandung, and which you have done. And I look forward to continuing some of those initiatives. But with the BPC, it's always a great pleasure to also to attend the annual meeting of the BPC, particularly as Melbourne is the only capital city in Australia that is a member of pretty much a powerhouse of our Asian neighbours, for example, Singapore, we've got KL, Mumbai, Hong Kong, Seoul, all part of it as well. 14 members in total, but really a collective of very powerful cities, but also it intersects with our doing business globally strategy of also working with our ASEAN partners with some of the ASEAN cities as well. So I look forward to presenting a report on my return. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lowy. Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. It's a great opportunity for Councillor Lowy because promoting our city globally is what we all want to give as much as we possibly can. And being part of the BPC, Councillor Lowy has extensive knowledge on how that works, and we look forward to his report.
Thank you, Councillor Riley. Any other speakers to this motion? Councillor Pinder?
Lord Mayor, I believe that more and more the Asia-Pacific region is of increasing importance to us as a nation and as a city, and fostering greater links with Malaysia and Indonesia, I think, is a fine way to go, helping to grow industry both ways and strengthening cross-cultural ties, I think, is of tremendous importance. And I think industry the way forward, which is all about digital innovation in products, processes, business models and global supply chains, only offers opportunities for all industry in all cities to be more proactive, innovative and competitive, coping obviously with the rapid changes in technology. So I applaud the BPC and Councillor Lowy's efforts in this regard over several years.
Thanks, Councillor Pinder. Any other councillors speaking to this motion? No. Oh, please, as the mover, you can speak again.
Sorry, Romeo. Most important, I forgot to thank Chris Thrum for his comments and his presentation. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Well said. I'm going to put this motion to the vote, councillors. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Well, this report concludes from management to be considered in open session. There is one item of general business for consideration in the open session, which is item 7.1, proposed travel by Deputy Lord Mayor Aaron Wood, Korea Foundation Program for Distinguished Guests, South Korea, September 2019. Councillors, does anyone want a presentation on this item? No, then I'm going to call on a councillor who will speak to the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor, and a seconder, Councillor Lelou. Thank you. Over to you, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. Excited to have been selected for this program. The Consul General kindly put me forward, and David Livingstone has advised that it's got a prestigious list of previous attendees from right across the world. The South Korea Foundation will fund the entire trip, which is always good for councils' finances, but it's really the quality of the engagements while over there. So I'll meet with Mayor Park on a number of issues, waste, public transport, open space, and a host of other issues. We've already been able to secure a spot to promote Melbourne on Arirang News, and Arirang News is the English-speaking South Korean TV network, but it reaches 142 million households across the world. So that's an excellent outcome just in its own right. The South Korea Foundation then line up a whole range of engagements, and really my section will be all about governance, which is excellent. But then there's 2 days where you can set your own program. So we're working hard trying to get a meeting with the World Green Bank and also with Ban Ki-moon. So, very excited to be representing City of Melbourne over there in South Korea if I get support tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lulu.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And I just wanted to also echo my support for this. I think it's a tremendous opportunity to promote Melbourne internationally, and I think the Deputy Lord Mayor is the right person to it. I know with interest the key issues number 6, which is the possible direct flights from Melbourne to Seoul. Having attended the last round table with both the Australian Career Business Council and also the many of the overseas travel agencies, there was great, demonstration that they wanted from Australia or Melbourne to actually have that, to be able to invest, because obviously a direct flight is not cheap. And if, you know, Melbourne is not kind of supported, it's going to be very, very hard. So I definitely look forward to that. And from my personal experience, having recently been to China on the same issue, the amount of support being shown, just being there, is actually quite crucial. So I congratulate Deputy Lord Mayor for representing us, and hopefully I'm quite interested, especially around the recycling and waste part, which, as we all know, is a big issue here. And South Korea has definitely a lot of that technology, which can potentially help us in this time of crisis.
Any other speakers to this motion, Councillor Oak?
I echo previous speakers in saying it's a great opportunity. Mayor Park is one of the world's greatest leaders in terms of sustainability, and from a city's perspective, he was the president of ICLEI and is involved in the Global Covenant of Mayors. And I have had the privilege to spend time with him, and he is, definitely in terms of the world stage and leading cities. He was at Paris and one of the leading mayors showcasing the role of cities with respect to climate action and climate change. So I think he will certainly impress you, and you'll be able to bring back some great examples of how we can progress our climate emergency and how we can show that we're actually being really innovative, and encourage us to be even more so as we strive to do better with respect to climate mitigation and adaptation.
Any other speakers to the motion? We've had 2 good trips to consider this evening, so that's fantastic. I'm putting this motion to the vote. All those in favour, raise your hands. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. This concludes the items of general business for consideration in open session this evening. Councillors, do you have any urgent business that you want to raise at this point of the meeting? No? Then we're going to move to close the meeting, and I need to call on a councillor to close to move the motion that you can see on the screen to close the meeting. It's moved by Councillor Riley. It's seconded. Can't be by you, Councillor Riley. Seconded by Councillor Pinder. We're fighting over it. I love it. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. The motion that appears on the screen, and all hands are in the air, so that is unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. That means I'm saying thank you very much to members of the public for your interest and attendance in our meeting this evening, and I'm declaring the open meeting closed at 5:59 p.m. Thank you very much.